covering Michigan from Houghton Hancock to Ludington to Ann Arbor. This is the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of the truth.
As you well know, I fully encourage the free exchange of ideas. I fully encourage the marketplace of ideas to be robust. People have ideas, trade them back and forth, have sharp conversations and disagreement and so forth. But I draw the line when political groups come to my state and put out information that is probably more accurately called propaganda because it's inaccurate. And then that results in calls for violence against groups that they disagree with. And that's exactly what has apparently happened as the Michigan Chamber of Commerce has been targeted by a group called Represent Us, an out-of-state organization that is supporting this redistricting idea, something about, you know, voters over politicians. But the fact of the matter is, this is a partisan push. No question about it. I have Rich Studley joining me, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Obviously, this got well out of hand, the chamber being targeted for all sorts of threats and so forth. Set the backstory for us, if you would, Rich, and tell us what the disagreement was, what the foundation is, and then where it morphed into.
Well, Steve, I'm sorry to report to you and your listeners that for the past 2 weeks, free speech and freedom of association have been under attack here in Michigan by a liberal activist group, an out-of-state group with a national political agenda that is undemocratic. Represent Us is headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts. Recently, they inserted themselves into a debate between Michiganders about the merits of a proposed amendment in the state constitution regarding redistricting, how we draw lines for congressional and legislative districts. And that was, until a couple of weeks ago, a civil debate between Michiganders. Hate speech is the use of extreme language against an individual or group that either implies a direct threat that physical force will be used against them, or is seen as an indirect call for others to use it against them. This group masquerades as representing Michiganders when, in fact, they're driven by East Coast and Hollywood elites. Here are some of the messages that have been sent to the Michigan Chamber and extraordinary business and volunteer leaders who serve on our board. Quote, they would look great in a guillotine, unquote. Boycott all the companies. Point out these people in crowds, find their kids. Violence and the promise of it can be used for good. Another message over social media that was encouraged by Represent Us simply asked the question, can we start killing them yet? Another one suggests that people should start booing this guy out of restaurants, referring to an extraordinary business and community leader. They have targeted private individuals who are not public officials because they're unhappy with the position the Michigan Chamber has taken, that we believe the so-called voters, not politicians proposal is bad public policy, and we have exercised the right that every individual who lives and works in Michigan has to raise questions about the legality of a ballot proposal. That question is properly before the Michigan Supreme Court. They want the lawsuit to be dropped. Every Michigander has a right to their day in court on important legal or constitutional matters. This is a dishonest, deceitful misinformation campaign. It is an attack on free speech and the right to association. U.S. Representative Maxine Waters from California and the radical resistance movement would be very proud.
Let me ask you this, Rich. Let me ask you this. You were targeted. Find their kids. Violence can be good. Can we start killing them yet? I mean, have you ever seen this sort of thing in campaigns here in Michigan ever? Because I've never heard anything that went this far, this extreme, especially from a group that's dumping money in here. And is that what we should expect heading for the November midterm election this time around? It's appalling.
We should not expect this in Michigan, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, a liberal or conservative. This kind of cyberbullying, this kind of hate speech is not acceptable in Michigan. And it's a threat to every membership organization in the state, every local chamber, every trade or professional association, whether you're a member of the Michigan Education Association or the Michigan Environmental Council or the Farm Bureau. This is really just unprecedented. We're a big state, and in Michigan, politics can be a full contact sport, but there are rules. There have been limits. We have called upon Represent Us to get their facts straight, to stop their election year smear campaign, and to either start practicing civility or go back to Boston and leave the debate over Michigan's Constitution to Michiganders.
So at what point do you take a legal step? Rich Studley here from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce talking about violent threats stemming from the Represent Us move to redistrict here in Michigan. Let me ask you, at what point, Rich, do you step up and say, listen, we need a protective order here, a restraining order? At what point do you take it a step further? Because if it's me and they're threatening my children or asking if they can start killing me yet, and I'm one of these people, which includes you, Rich, you've been very good about not saying it includes you specifically, and you haven't said that exactly, so I'll do it for you, but you have been targeted directly because as the president and CEO of the chamber, you're the focal point. But at what point do you step up and say, you know what, we need to contact the police or the FBI or do something more, more straightforward?
Well, because these tactics are so shocking and unfair and do threaten violence, we have taken steps to protect the Michigan Chamber and our employees and guests. And unfortunately, business leaders in Detroit, in Ludington, on Mackinac Island, who have been targeted by this hate speech, have also been on the receiving end of this, especially in the Detroit area. We did take steps to inform local law enforcement agencies, and in several cases, police departments reach out to these individuals and said very carefully but very clearly, you have the right to free speech. But when you talk about killing people, shooting people, hanging people, threatening their children or their workplace or their homes, you're very close to committing a felony. We're calling on all Michiganders to reject these kind of tactics. It's not reflective of Michigan values. And again, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, liberal, conservative, employee or employer, this kind of attack is really unprecedented in Michigan. The Michigan Chamber is not in favor of gerrymandering. The Michigan Chamber encourages people to vote and participate in the process, but it's fair to ask questions about the legality of a ballot proposal before it appears on the ballot in November. We are simply exercising the rights that are available to every employee, every employer, every person who lives and works in Michigan, and trying to interfere in the legal process to bully and threaten and intimidate private individuals who are not parties to the lawsuit. Most of these companies, in fact, all of them that I'm aware of, haven't even taken a position for or against the ballot proposal.
Right, and your issue at the chamber is with the process and the ballot initiative from a legal standpoint, period. That's where it starts and that's where it ends. Rich, I'm going to leave it there for today. Great job. Really appreciate you coming on. I'm sorry that you're going through this, and we'll follow the story as it goes forward. You can find out more at michamber.com if you want to look that up. Rich Stubby, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
I mean, can you believe that? Threatening their children, out-of-state money because they want to gerrymander themselves? That's really what it's all about. How is it that it's all hard-left groups that are supporting this effort? Think about that. It's the Steve Gruber Show, 41 After.